Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
All right, we play a homebound Rotten Tomatoes game and also a latest list of celebrities with in the news, obviously, with the coronavirus. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own? Do you rent? Sure, you do one or the other. You want a bundle? Good. Do it with your auto insurance. Bundle those policies with Geico. Geico.com. Make it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Just go to Geico.com. Get a quote. See just how much you could be saving at Geico. It makes it easy at Geico.com.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Hey, Adam, I was just wondering, with all this the virus stuff going around and people being trapped in their homes, how's that affected you and specifically your whacking off? Are you spending more time in one particular piece of porn, or are you just sticking to the old regulars? Thanks.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
I'm actually down, I will say. My output, you know, the problem is I'm scared of technology, and I knew I was going to have to use a computer for the next week for all this stuff. And I'm scared that something horrific and embarrassing is just going to pop up. So I've slowed my roll. Yeah. That's right.
I thought he said what's up with your wacky mom. And then when he started talking about porn, I was so confused.
All right, let's play the game, Dawson.
I'll put an intro.
Oh, intro. Sorry.
Fingers crossed.
Listen to that noise. It's a high pulse in your voice. It can only mean one thing.
Flicks,
and the game makes their picks, guessing if it's rotten or fresh.
If they're guessing exactly, we'll give them bonus five.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it. Give me the Rotten Tomatoes game. Now it's time to play it.
All right, well, if you're stuck at your house alone, you're not alone. Everyone's quarantined right now. And in honor of this very strange time, we're doing movies that take place almost exclusively in one location only. Mm. Our first film is not for the faint of heart. 98 minutes of Ryan Reynolds buried alive in a casket with only a cell phone and a lighter. 2010's Buried.
Harry. Yeah, Brian likes this. It was on cable a couple of weeks ago, I think.
Oh, really? I like this movie. This is a solid movie. I recommend it.
Sure, you do.
A moment of it.
What did the critics like?
I don't know a ton about this movie.
You're looking at almost the entire movie on this poster. Ryan Reynolds wakes up buried in the Middle Eastern desert. He's like a contractor, right? He wakes up and he's been buried and there's a cell phone in there and he makes contact, but it's like, can he get out in time? Can they find him? He doesn't know where he is.
This is like a claustrophobic nightmare. 2 hours of this?
No, it's actually a short movie. It's like 90 minutes.
All right.
I've heard from Brian it was good before this, and the 8 minutes I saw the other day was kind of entertaining. I'm going to say the critics liked it at 71.
I went a little higher. I like this movie. I said 83.
This could be a personal thing. I never want to be put in this situation, and I don't want to watch it. I said 57.
Buried is certified fresh.
Yeah.
At 86%.
Wow. It's a good movie.
I'm shocked.
And the people have it at 64. That's weird that there's that big a
capital. You see this with, like, remember the J-Lo stripper movie that came out? Like, people see, like, oh, Ryan Reynolds movie, and they think Ryan Reynolds from Waiting or Just Friends or, you know, those wacky comedies.
Van Wilder.
It's just like, oh, yeah, this very claustrophobic drama. And they're like, what the hell is this?
All right, here we go.
In our next film, Jodie Foster and her young daughter, played by a pre-Twilight Kristen Stewart, are forced into a hidden room of their newly acquired house while Forrest Whitaker and his cronies try to break inside. It's 2002's Panic Room.
I love this movie.
I thought this was going to be more upsetting than it was.
Yeah, because the theme seemed like it was perfect. Like we'd set the table for being really upset or jostled or jarred or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't as intense as I remember. No. I didn't know that was Kristen Stewart as her daughter.
Yeah.
Two great performances in this movie, one from Jared Leto and one from Dwight Yoakam. That's so great.
Oh, that's right.
That's so great.
All right. People liked it. They didn't love it. It's fresh at... I saw it in the theater. What year was this, Dawson?
2002.
I think I saw it in the theater. All right. I say fresh at 74.
I was right there with you. 76.
65.
Boy, you guys are just dancing around it. Panic Room is certified fresh at 75.
Wow. Ooh,
nice. All right.
It's a good game so far.
An ensemble cast is assembled in a gothic mansion when the host of the party is mysteriously murdered. Who did it? In what room? And with what weapon? Based on the popular board game. It's 1985's Clue.
Yeah.
Was this
a
star-studded affair?
Leslie Ann Warren, Tim Curry, Martin Mull. This is off the top of my head. Michael McKean. God, there's a few more too. Madeline Kahn. Yeah, lots of great cast.
Patty McDaniel.
No.
I don't remember seeing this in theater. I don't remember thinking it was that good or hearing that it was that good. It had an all-star cast for the time. I'm going to say
Christopher Lloyd.
It was not beloved, but how badly? And I say 46.
I'm really close to 51.
Well, someone's got to break the ice, and it might as well be me. I mean, I'm used to being the hostess as part of my husband's work, and I'm always difficult when a group of new friends meet together for the first time to get acquainted, so I'm perfectly prepared to start the ball rolling. I mean, I have absolutely no idea what we're doing here, what I'm doing here, what this place is about, but I'm determined to enjoy myself, and I'm very intrigued, and oh my, the soup's delicious, isn't it? I said 55.
Wow.
Oh, who cares? The guy doesn't matter. Let him stay locked up for another half an hour. The police will be here by then, and there are two dead bodies in the study. I've seen this movie maybe 1,000 times.
Wow. Please have Taboo 2 be one of the next offerings so I can sing the theme.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Clue is fresh.
What?
And Gina Grad is the closest. 61%.
Wow.
Just fresh.
Audience likes it.
Yeah, 86.
It's fun.
M. Night Shyamalan produced, but did not direct, this low-budget thriller about a group of strangers trapped in the elevator. The twist? One of them is actually the devil. It's 2010's Devil.
Never heard of it.
This was where From the Mind of M. Night Shyamalan started to be more harm than good.
Well, the game is fairly close, and this is going to be a changer because I don't think we think this is fresh, but it could be 51 and it could be 11. And the world did start to turn on M. Night. Mm-hmm. And I was it this film where they did it? Oh. I say yes. I go bold at 19%.
Oh, wow. I went a little higher. I remember hearing this wasn't atrocious, but not good. I said 44%.
I said 39.
Devil is Rotten at 51%.
Oh, damn. Wasn't that one of my examples?
That was the example
it was,
you used.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Devil had a good
me.
Poster. It had the down button for the V and had the upside down cross. That was some good marketing. Yeah.
Our last film breaks the rules a little bit and does bounce around to a few other locations, but most of it takes place at the bottom of an isolated canyon in Utah. Based on a true story, James Franco plays a mountain climber trapped under a fallen boulder for 127 hours in 2010's 127 Hours.
The great.
This
Danny
is a
Boyle.
Tough watch.
Nah.
I heard it was good, but I never wanted to watch it because of that one scene that we don't want to watch.
I'm almost, Chris can look this up. I think it won the Oscar for either sound design or sound mixing because of that one scene where he breaks his own arm. Oh, it's brutal.
There's a lot of flashback too.
All right. I'm way off the pace here. I'm going to have to hit this one dead nuts on. And I am going for 87.
Oh. I'm right there with you, man. This is a good movie. 88.
88.
Mm. 127 hours is certified fresh at 93%.
Wow. That's a good movie.
It for me.
All right.
We're doing the math, I assume.
Oh, lifetime.
Standing by.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, that's right.
Calculate. Get a drum roll, Brian.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, this, I think I'm out, but I know I'm out. But Gene and Brian, this seems pretty close.
Well, Adam, congratulations. You made the podium, coming in with a score of 69.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you a winner. Gina Grad bested Adam. Gina Grad, your score is lower than Adam's, and it's fantastic that in this game, that means you came in first or second place. Bald Brian, your score is 26.
Ooh.
Pretty fucking good.
Gina Grad.
Yeah.
With your score, you are in second place, 62.
Oh my God, Brian, pull the head.
Nice.
Wow. What was Gina's score?
62. She just beat you by 7.
I didn't know you were that.
Well, the first one
off.
Buried really got me. Got me
and
good.
Brian at 26. That's a damn solid score.
A good thing I got Rotten Tomatoes open right here.
It's the Rotten Tomatoes game. You know how we do it.
All right, let me hit ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, confusing review process. Today, hiring is easy. Just go to one place. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. Plus, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find the people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come rolling in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlights top candidates so you never miss a great match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. It is the best. It's ZipRecruiter, right, Dawson?
Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ADAM, ZipRecruiter.com/Adam. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the home news right after this.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, Adam, you wanted names, and I continue to have names for you with this coronavirus, people testing positive. And today's almost seems like fake news, but it's up on a couple of sources. Harvey Weinstein has coronavirus, now in solitary confinement over at Wendy Correctional Facility in Western New York, that was first reported by Niagara Gazette. I think a bunch of people have picked it up since. Prison officials said he's one of 2 inmates who have tested positive. You know, he's serving 23 years for rape, was recently transferred to the state prison from Rikers. He also had 2 stints in Bellevue Hospital where he underwent a heart procedure. And they said he already had COVID-19 when he entered Wendy. Next on the list, not related to each other, I would imagine, Placido Domingo tested positive.
That guy needs his lungs, man. We got to save him.
That's exactly right. And he was just recently in the news for a couple of Me Too issues. So I figured that's why his name was back trending. But nope. 79 years old. He says his family, all in good health, experienced fever, coughing, and got tested, and he's positive. Andy Cohen, Mr. Watch What Happens Live host, he was going to start doing the show from his house, but he is just in complete rest and recovery mode. He said a Friday on his Instagram page, he has it.
Does anyone know anybody yet out of our crew who has...
He's gay!
...contracted this?
No.
I know two people personally, but not anyone we know.
You do, but you have friends. What would you call them? Friends or what?
Yeah, they're one ex coworker and one girl I saw and for briefly, and they became friends with. So yeah.
Oh no, not the couple with the tickle in their throat that you went to dinner with.
No. These are separate people.
Okay.
One of them is like a news personality. His name is Seth Doan. I think he's on either 60 Minutes or CBS or something like that, and he was reporting in Italy, I think.
He was somewhere
and he got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So one's kind of a special circumstance, but you know two people that have contracted it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know anybody. I talked to my nanny Olga, who knows somebody who knows somebody, kind of thing.
Right.
But I haven't found anybody yet that I know.
Yeah, me either. The list continues, by the way. Senator Rand Paul, he became the first known senator to test positive. Two congressmen have also tested positive. Former football player and Bachelor star Colton Underwood, he had tested positive. Actress Debbie Mazar, David Bryan, the Bon Jovi keyboardist, he tested positive. Of course, we knew Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson.
Are we going to be surprised when celebrities start making it up? Because there's no way to verify it. It's just like, hey, everyone, tested positive.
Just a way to get out of
their name, just to get their name in the news or like be relevant again. Like, hey, I'm Scott Baio, and I've got.
I was going to say when Bonaducci tweets about it, you should be a little dubious. Mm. So okay, good. Now we got a bunch of people we've heard of. Not good for them, but
right.
Good for me in my mind. I want to see what happens. I heard Rita Wilson was like rapping today or yesterday about it. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
I did not.
She was, Max Pata might be able to find it, but she did a rap. She did like a, stuck at home rap.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, that's good. So I want to start hearing about these people coming out the other side of it.
That's right.
And like when we're talking to young Matt, and my thought was never that no one was going to get it. My thought was people were going to get it and they were going to pass through it, but they couldn't all get it at the same time because that might clog up the system.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, I think it's cycling through people. We'll know in the next week because now we have all these people. And if they all come out like the Hanks eye did, then we should all feel a little better that if we do catch it, it's not going to be a death sentence. But that rap, Max Zapata, is that why I feel like that? I heard it.
While we buy him some time, it's not just not a death sentence, but it's enough. Social distancing that hospitals will have capacity to handle the people who do get sick. The I forget the guy's name, but the Matt who was on earlier, you know what I mean? Can go to a hospital.
Right.
Right.
But I'm happy to hear that he didn't need to go to a hospital, even though he went to a hospital and got tested, but he could just go home and convalesce. But here's Rita rapping. She's like sitting and reading a book. She's wearing a lot of eyeliner. Doing Naughty by Nature. So.
Hey, ho. Hey, ho. Good
you a picture of my morning, but you couldn't make my day. I'm bucking and you're yawning, but you never look my way. I'm looking down you, darling, in every single way.
Dropping in, Bob.
And your green comes on the way. This ain't got shit to do with shampoo, so watch your head and shoulder. Brother older, bold enough to fold you. Yo, I told you, a rate afraid of what I made and played it with some funky twists. So save your flips and tricks. Put that music in your funky bag. Triggers from the grill town, ill town. Some ask how it feels now. The deals that were real, so we're still round. Don't lamp with a freestyle phantom. Ain't trying to be handsome. Shrinking what you're thinking, cause I'm vamping. I live and die for hip hop. This is hip hop of today.
All right. All right. Well, the great Rita Wilson is now back to her first love. She's rapping. So I feel good about that. And if I'm stricken with this in a couple of weeks, I might be back to my lucrative rapping career. So good.
Well, there's a kind of an offshoot story of Standing by Your Man, because we know Idris Elba tested positive. Guess who else did? His wife. You know why? Because when he tested positive, she wouldn't leave his side, and she knew that she was probably going to get it and get sick. And she said, I don't want to be away from my man. I don't want to be quarantined away from my man. We'll get it together. But I'll if he has it, I want it.
Is she 20 years younger than him, or is this a great case for black not cracking?
I think she might be a little younger. I want to say 20.
Could be both.
It could be both. But I mean, I don't know if she looks... She looks to be 32 and he's 48 or something like that. But
I don't know
if she just looks 32 and she's 41, or she looks pretty darn young. I don't know where Idris is, and you know, if it's a second marriage or any of that.
Yeah,
business.
It's not the first marriage.
You're going to get, look, if your partner has this, you either have it, not going to have it, or have it and it doesn't really affect you.
So any outcome is possible.
Well, you're there. You're there. You have to have it. It's like the notion of you. Well, I got to go leave, which is like you've been very intimate, if not intimate, with this person while they've had it.
Yeah.
And we're talking to Matt from West Hollywood at 32. His girlfriend's just living with him, and she doesn't appear to be affected by it. So maybe that's it. How old is she?
Yeah. She's, by the way, she's 29-ish, 29-30. He's 47, 48-ish.
Yes. All right. There's could be 20 years there.
Yeah. And let's see here. Just a couple of things to add to the news roundup on this one. Prince Harry called off the Invictus Games. That's basically like the Olympics. Olympic-like competition among wounded service people. U.S. and Mexico agreeing to close the border.
I know it's a little... it's not Special Olympics, but it's Paralympic style, right?
It must be like, because it says
wheelchairs,
wounded service
and
people.
You know, some of those people are blind.
Mm.
You know,
right?
They should make them feel like it's going on. You know what I mean? There's still there's the 40-yard dash. Oh, we got a full stadium.
Yeah, how the hell?
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Brian's right. Yeah.
We're in Dover already. Yes, that's we are.
U.S.-Mexico agreeing to close the border. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo followed California's lead out here, ordered the near-complete shutdown of the state, essentially. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announced that, and we keep following up on this because it keeps getting tweaked a little bit, tax deadline has been moved completely from April 15th to July 15th. At first, it was you have to file, but you don't have to pay, and all these little things. No. Completely moved. Number of deaths worldwide surpassed 10,000, 240,000 cases, it seems like. Let's see. Governor Gavin Newsom here in California Thursday ordered all residents stay at home, and I believe they call it the safer at home measure.
I talked to Drew about this.
I am so curious.
I did his show shortly before we began this. He said that we will know in the next few days where this thing is going. So if it's at 60,000 cases, either in the U.S. or worldwide, I can't remember what he said, probably worldwide, or maybe it's the U.S. Sorry, U.S. He said, look, it's either going to be 100 or it'll go the other direction. Like we'll know in the next few days what direction things are going. And I tend to believe him. He also was talking about the anti-malaria stuff that seems to be pretty seems to be pretty effective, seems to be working for people. Also said people may want to start taking this prophylactically, like just take it so you don't get sick. Don't take it after you get sick and that kind of stuff. But he seemed like he thought it was moving in the right direction. And I think we're going to know fast. I don't know that's going to take 6 weeks to figure out where we're going or where we're at. Like, I feel like by the end of this week, we're going to have a pretty good idea of whether it's full clusterfuck shit hit the fan or, all right, we're sort of coming down the other side.
Flattening the curve. Oh, by the way, we talked about something on the Conway show the other night that made me think of you. I think in some ways it flies in the face of everything you're about. But on the other hand, it's innovative and interesting. And I thought it might pique your interest. Have you heard of something? And I wonder if Dr. Drew has something called monofoil.
No.
M-O-N-O-F-O-I-L. Chris, I don't know if you can pull up the website, but...
Oh, that's Costner's ship from Waterworld?
Yes, yes, oh, exactly. Yeah, I just wanted to see if you knew what it was before I got back to the news. No, it's this... You buy it by the gallon. It's like almost $400 a gallon. And it's this sort of disinfectant that lasts... When you put it on one surface, apparently it lasts disinfecting for 30 days actively. Disinfecting for 30 days. And
I had a little side tip to give to people as I was reaching for the a box. I have a box that has the eyeglass cleaners, the little foil container with the moistened towelette in it. That's just alcohol, I think, in that. And someone would have to research it. But in a world where everything's at a premium, the Purell and the wipes and everything, if the place is all out of that stuff, order a box of those alcoholic glass wipes or something. Someone research it first, but you know, that might help in a pinch. Sorry.
Sure. Well, and also I don't think I have the story in front of me, but at least three distilleries in Southern California are switching over to making hand sanitizer instead of, you know, whiskey. So
I'm pretty, until we run low on whiskey and then I'll switch back, obviously. I don't know. I don't know how you guys are feeling, but I was never panicked about this. But the more I hear about people getting it and not dying, the better I feel about
it. It's definitely good news. Mm-hmm. People trying to return all their shit they hoarded at Costco. And Costco, really? In general, will take back anything. They took back hot dogs from me that I had sitting out all day. I don't think they were available for resale, but they take back anything. They will not take back things that people were panic hoarding.
Who's taking shit back?
Well, now many people realizing that they don't need toilet paper and paper towels for the next 14 years. They said high demand items like toilet paper, bottled water, sanitizing wipes, rice, Lysol. These are all things that Costco, at least certain Costco's, you can check your local Costco.
Give it to an elderly neighbor. You know, you bought it. It's like insurance. You bought it. You didn't need it. Right. You're glad you had it for a while. Now give it to someone who needs it.
It's a good idea. Pot that shops.
That is nerve-y. Like hoarding something and then returning it.
That takes balls.
That's balls. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. That is pathetic.
And fighting people for it and elbowing people out of the way to your car. And all of a sudden you're like, I think I bought too much toilet paper. Right. So sorry, figure out what to do with it. And speaking of toilet paper, many people sent me this. August sent it to me. Lynch sent it to me. We got to get to it. There is a toilet paper website. So as households continue to stock up on this stuff, emptying shelves everywhere you go, a new website is attempting to really show you how long your toilet paper is going to last. It's called howmuchtoiletpaper.com. And This is an example of it. So it's a website created by a software student developer, Ben Sassoon, and artist Sam Harris. They're both based in London. In response to this pandemic, this is according to CNN, it's a tool that calculates just how long your stash of toilet paper will last you in a quarantine. So the basic algorithm is you tell them how many rolls you have and how many visits to the toilet you take per day. There's an advanced one that'll tell you, you can put in how many, you know, squares you use and all this type of thing. But I put in mine and we only have two bags of toilet paper. And it's just because that's what we always have. And apparently we have 418% of the supply that we need. So I think we're all probably going to be okay. Kaylin, somebody's doing it right now on here. So if you have 12 rolls and you go four times a day, you should be good for 48 days. So it'll give you, if this is something that apparently is on a lot of people's mind, go to howmuchtoiletpaper.com and hopefully that information will help ease your mind.
This is a scary and sad revelation, this obsession with toilet paper that I was sort of unaware of my entire adult life, that somebody is, it's a regression to me. Like, it feels like everyone's turned into a 9-year-old or something. It's like,
it's infantile.
Yeah. It's a weird, sad state. And I also would love to know, like, country to country and culture to culture, who would go for the toilet paper? I don't believe they'd be doing this in Finland or maybe even Japan. No. Like, they'd want to have toilet paper, but it wouldn't be the go-to hoard item. And then also, how much of this begat toilet paper hoarding? Like, maybe it's just Mama June from whatever that stupid reality show was. Like, maybe somebody saw her Honey Boo Boo. They saw her hoarding and it just trickled down.
Yeah. We're herd animals.
Yeah. It's just like one trendsetter with this hoarding. I remember, you know, the tip of the spear, Mike August, after we played Arizona and we stayed in Virginia.
Where's his credit?
Show me the duffel filled with Charmin.
Probably
way ahead of the curve. Yeah. That was 9 years ago. But is it people seeing other people? Like, we do have a thing. Anyone who's gotten off the freeway and there's two lanes to turn left and see one lane completely backed up and the other one is wide open, and you think to yourself, why doesn't everyone just slide into the open? Because they pull behind the person that's already in line. Did that cause it? Or do we all have some secret obsession with toilet paper?
I think it's probably both. I think it's the me, 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 what about me? Don't get that drop. And also, when you're at the grocery store, I was just there yesterday, and like Emmy described the other day, it was a one in, one out. So once we got in, there was probably 15 shoppers in the whole store, and everything was orderly. It was like vacation in there. It was beautiful. It's quiet, fully stocked, except for paper products. And there were still a few things that were a little low. And when one or two people would go toward an item, you can't help but to go, what are they looking at over there? Is that something I need? So I think it's just part of who we are.
Panic buying, herd mentality.
The just for everyone's information, I was walking around yesterday. I passed a Trader Joe's that had this sort of odd even thing going on where they let in people, let them out, blah, blah, blah. And I said, what is the system? And they said, five people in at a time after five people leave. Made sense. Mm-hmm. And then I said, how many people in the store, like at any given time, approximately? This is a good size Trader Joe's. So the guy said about 40 or 50. And I sort of peeked in and it looked sparse, but there were people in there. So that seems to be let some number in. And then let five out and put five in.
And it felt like vacation. If you experienced any of the long lines and the screaming and the pushing and the shoving and the craziness, just to have 10 of us walking around at our leisure and picking up our items and you know, rolling through checkout pretty quickly, it was a delightful experience. I hope it stays forever. As long as people keep behaving themselves. At this point, I'm sure you guys have seen the celeb mashup of everyone Gal Gadot knows singing Imagine.
Yes.
This was, it was well-meaning, and she got, you know, a bunch of celebrities together and they sing this very lovely song. And of course, you know, after a couple days of everyone enjoying it, everybody has to shit on it. But some people still haven't heard it. And here's a clip, call your own out. This is a minute of maybe the 4 minutes that it was.
That's Gal.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Well, that's
easy if you try.
No hell below us.
Who's that?
Above us on the sky.
Shades of Grey.
Imagine all the people.
Get it,
James. Yeah, his arm cut off.
Living for today. Imagine there is no country.
I don't know who that is.
Sean White.
It isn't hard to do.
Nothing to kill or die for.
Another
religion too.
Oh, Zoe Kravitz. Oh, the names are up there. Sarah. Sia.
Sia gets it.
She's showing her face.
Yep.
Yeah, good acoustics.
Maya Rudolph. All right, we got it. I don't know if you guys, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I got one of those things from my agent saying, like, could you do one of those social distancing things? And I was like, that feels weird. Like, everyone.
Damn it, I thought they asked you to sing Imagine.
No. Look, everyone knows. They don't need me telling them to fucking sing away.
Sheena, do a story on spring break. Adam says everyone knows.
Well, the people who will listen know, and the people that won't. I'm not going to get through to the spring breakers.
No, you're right. Yeah. Everyone does know, but whether or not everyone, it's like, well, who'd we have? Who's the guest who was talking about electric trucks? And it's like, I made the point that I think there's going to be like a philosophical resistance from a certain group of people. Like, good luck convincing the truck nuts guy to do an electric truck.
Matt DeAndrea.
It's like, right. There's just certain people that good luck convincing, that, you know, certain people just not, you know, and they're not going to listen.
Right. This is click it or ticket. Yeah. The people that are wearing their seatbelts are wearing their seatbelts. The ones who've chosen not to, it's not that they haven't heard of a seatbelt or they're unaware of a seatbelt. They've chosen not to. That's the 19-year-old at Daytona Beach is aware of this.
They've made a choice.
They want to do a fucking funnel. And
not too concerned about grandma.
And that's how that's it. My video is not going to change that.
That's the video.
That's right.
I don't know why I'm doing this. It's not going to change you. So as Brian mentioned about the beaches, spring break is finally over in Florida due to the threat of the coronavirus. Governor Ron DeSantis made the announcement Thursday on Fox and Friends after images of spring breakers just partying on that beach kept showing up everywhere, despite warnings from authorities to employ social distance. DeSantis said, "The message, I think, for spring breakers is that the party's over in Florida. You're not going to be able to congregate on the beach in any state. Many of the hot spots that people like to go to, whether it's Miami Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Clearwater Beach, are closed entirely for the time being." And I wonder how quickly this is going to happen in Malibu, Newport, because the traffic was pretty heavy the last couple days over the weekend going to the beach.
You mean people going to the beach?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to go to the beach, but not like get in a crowd and frolic on the beach. Just like physically look at the ocean. I was thinking about this. Like, I keep thinking like, what can we get out of this? And I thought, I was trying to kind of put that happy spin on things. I hope that we bring a lot of manufacturing, including drug manufacturing, back to the United States. Like, I hope this sparks a made in the USA kind of thing and not farm it out to China kind of thing. And I also hope that we're able to do a lot of more tele-doctoring, that instead of fucking getting in your car, especially when you feel like hell, and driving over to the doctor's office and then polluting the doctor's office with whatever's coming off, whatever you're shedding. Like, if you took Dr. Drew, you put him on the teleconference thing, he could see if you were laboring and you're breathing. He could see what you look like. I mean, he could ask you anything. Why does he need to be standing directly in front of you? Why do you have to be sitting in a waiting room with other sick people? Look, there's definitely those who need to go in and need to see. But then there's the other 80% who really don't. It's sort of, I sort of look at it, you know, trips to the emergency room and consultations with the doctor. It's kind of like 911 calls. It's like some of it's an actual emergency, but most of it is just somebody saying there's a cat in a tree or my neighbor's stereo is being played too loud or whatever it is. If we could streamline a lot of this stuff, or even the work from home thing, like just thin out the freeways a little, have the doctors do the teleconferencing, all the stuff you could take care of without getting in your car and filling the parking lot and filling up the waiting room. We could just start moving that direction. That would be a plus that came from this.
Well, your dreams are coming true, because I know you don't have a doctor, but I got an email from my doctor saying no more in-office appointments for the time being. If there's something that you need or you could, a prescription you have to come in for, that's, you know, schedule two or whatever, it will all be done through teledoc until further notice. So I think we're here.
Adam, to your point, like, it is pretty antiquated if you think about like big picture, like that people in office jobs need to go in 5 days a week, 8 hours a day. Like we're finding now through through this coronavirus thing that you can be at home and be effective. Maybe not every day, every hour, but like maybe 2 days a week or 3 days a week, you can very easily work from home.
Well, it's funny. It's now harkened me back, taking this sentimental walk down memory lane with Kevin and Bean. When Bean left the studio, when Bean said, I'm moving to the Seattle area, that was Max Zapata. You can look it up. 01. I mean,
it was before my time. So it would have been pre 01 or before. Yeah.
Maybe it was 98. Like he went to Seattle and they said, you're a heretic. This will never work. This is impossible. Never in the annals of radio has a morning team physically not been in the same room together, the same studio together. How could this work? And I would argue that they have a more viable argument than your doctor diagnosing you over the computer, because you need to look at each other and sort of establish a rhythm and all that. And they did. Bean was up on a monitor. If you went into the K-Rock studio, Bean would be up on the monitor. Yes, Chris.
I'm seeing 99.
99. Okay. Yeah. So perfect. They made it 20 years with him teleconferencing in every single show every morning for 4 hours and basically didn't miss a beat. And they said it was impossible. It'll never happen. It can never work. And yet, 4 months after they began or 4 days after they began, it just did.
Yeah.
It went it can't work to it works.
That's just what we do. Mark and Brian, that was the situation toward the end of their partnership. And Mark in the Morning, Mark did the show from his studio in North Carolina. And most people didn't notice. We were in studio. He was at home.
Right. So all I'm saying is all those things where you go, well, how's this going to work?
It can't be done.
Well, how's this going to work? You're just saying it because it wasn't formally done that way, but it doesn't mean it's not going to be that way. I don't know. It's like gay marriage or something. Yeah. Like gay marriage. What? Two fellas getting married. What? How's that going to work?
It can work.
And now it works. Yeah. So think that way. And let's just, I agree that why should everyone just go fill up the cubicles? They're making phone calls or on their computer. They're doing whatever. And then they go, well, if you're at home, you're just goofing off. But everyone's in their cubicle looking at fantasy football scores. So you're goofing off while you're at work if you have access to your emails and your information and everything. So just have a job, do that job, and do it from comfort, safety, your own home.
And you would think the offices would be all for it. Why are you using my power and my plumbing and my electricity to fritter away all this time? Well, go home. Use your own.
Well, go back and think of Kevin and Bean's last studio, which was my old studio, our old studio, your old studio from KLSX. Right. The first thing you notice when you pull up in there is an 8-story parking structure, just 8 stories of nothing but concrete. Like, I mean, that whole thing gone. I mean, think about the notion of just building. You have to build those skyscrapers, and then for every, 150 square feet, you need a parking space in a giant building. It has the same footprint. No, it has a bigger footprint than the actual skyscraper.
That's right.
Building itself is a smaller footprint than the actual parking structure. Just this notion of like pulling and going and winding up and going to the fifth floor and parking passes and stuff. And all these parking structures, which are going to have to be demolished because they serve no other purpose. You can't convert them into low-income housing or anything. It's just boom. This is going to be one of those things we look at, and we're going to look at us like we were insane in a few years, I bet, when we just think about parking structures. Like, stacked on top of each other. All right, what else?
Well, right now in California and a lot of cities where people are listening, it's really about staying home unless you run an essential business or unless you're going to an essential business. And of course, by essential, I mean grocery stores, I mean pharmacies, I mean weed shops. CNN reports that with this virus, everyone's being asked to stay home, only essential businesses and dispensaries made the cut. They're listed under essential infrastructure or healthcare operations that are exempt from having to close.
I passed a weed shop and it was open.
That's right, because people got to get the medicine.
But right next to it was an ice cream shop and it was open too.
People got to get their ice cream.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like I was like going, well, there's only one guy behind the counter at the ice cream shop. I don't know what's
that might be a trickle down. Like no one's told them yet. Like they're not going to be able to get away with that for very long staying open. Because a lot of businesses have been confused about whether or not they're allowed to be open.
All the restaurants I went by just went, don't come in, but we'll hand the food out to you, which is basically what we did.
Give the guy a tip, is what I'm saying. Oh, for sure.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, speaking of that, somebody posted this, and I don't know how many people this is going to affect, but I just thought it was a nice message to pass along. If obviously McDonald's and all these places, dining rooms are closed. So if you're going through a drive-through and you're sitting there, you know, in the parking lot eating your burger or whatever, and you see a truck pull up, a lot of those can't make clearance in drive-throughs. So if you want to be a nice guy, you're going to see them go up to the window. You're going to see that they can't get in. Ask anyone doing a long haul if you can just go through the drive-through for them because they can't do it. You can't walk through it. Their truck won't make it. So just be a nice guy and help them out.
Gina, in the history of the existence of females and the existence of the aforementioned McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
Has any one female ever pulled out a piece of Canadian bacon from their Egg McMuffin, said, I shall discard this because I'm a vegetarian, and then had another female in the room say, don't throw it away. Let's put a thumbtack through it, put it up on the wall in our office, put a post-it under it with the date, and then 1 year from now, I shall consume it. Has that ever happened in the history of females and McDonald's?
I will. My guess is, and my girlfriends are pretty gross, and I say that with all the love in the world, and even they have never attempted it. It's never come up. I don't think any woman has ever done that.
This is the difference between men and women.
Yeah.
This is the reason you make 77 cents to Jimmy's dollar.
Okay.
It's something called literally intestinal fortitude. You understand what that man is? A Viking.
Sure. Jimmy, you're going to be the first.
Himself.
You're going to be the Susan B. Anthony of bacon.
I'm set. Thank you. Did he have any, because nobody alluded to him having any stomach problems.
Here's what I've learned in life.
That's a testament to McDonald's.
Here's what I've learned in life is the car accidents in racing that looks spectacular, the person usually walks away, and then there's the Dale Earnhardt ones that don't look like much, and that's when they kill you. It's the stuff you think about. When you get food poisoning, it's usually because you just went to a sushi place that you loved and had a great meal, and now you're on the toilet the whole next day. When you do the overtly gross stuff, like me with the throwing the almond on the jetway at Burbank Airport, and have the pigeon bit out, or Jimmy with this Canadian bacon on the wall.
Yeah.
When you do the overt stuff, you never get sick from that stuff. It's the stuff you never see coming that gets you sick.
That's right. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yes. Although there was a tie once, because once when Jimmy and I were eating at the Man Show, and everyone was eating at the Man Show, we got hold of some really bad clam chowder.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And I kept saying to Jimmy, I think something's wrong with this chowder. And he said, the oysters or the clams are smoked. That's what you're tasting. And I kept saying, I think it's something else. And he said, nope, it's that they're smoked. And then I ate my bowl and everyone ate their bowl and went to a bachelor party that night in a bus to the Spearmint Rhino in the City of Industry. And on the way home, everyone destroyed the bus at the exact same time. It was literally 28 guys on a huge chartered party bus. And if it was a movie, it'd be everyone climbing back into the bus. Everyone ate lunch at the exact same time because we're all at the Man Show. We all ate at 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And everyone got back and they're all dudes that were 35 and weighed 185 pounds. and we all got back on the bus, and coming home from the city of industry, it all hit everyone within a 9-minute period. That's and everyone's delightful. Like sitting there sweating, and everyone's like, and it was total insanity. It was 30 guys all blowing up from the same food poisoning. And of course,
the bridesmaids,
it processed everyone processed it the exact same way because it all came from the same source. We all ate it at exactly the same time and we all engaged in the same activity, lap dances and beer and whatever else. And everyone was white male between the age of 31 and 37, you know, 185 pounds to 220 pounds. Like everyone's exact same demo. And we all blew up at the exact same time.
Y'all weighed less by the end of that trip.
Oh, right. My God. I remember when that door opened in front of the man show at 3 a.m, everyone just went piling out, like just blowing up into potted plants and everything else. All right, Gina, should we bring it home?
Yes, let's do it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Hey, people, let's get some quality sleep as long as we have a little downtime and then throughout the rest of the year as well. How'd you sleep last night? Well, can you tell me the exact amount of REM sleep you had? Of course you can. I can tell you because of Oura Ring. REM is key when your mind and body recover, helping you stay sharp and energized. Oura Ring is changing the game. It's a small ring, measures your heart rate directly from your finger, not from your wrist. You just put it on. It's just like putting on a small ring. Wake up every morning and you can check on the app and find out exactly how much REM you got in. And then it makes suggestions like, well, did you drink a little too much coffee like afternoon, or did you get too much computer time in or TV time in? Wear the shades that block out the blue light. It's your health. It's about sleep hygiene, and it's about time you went with Oura Ring. Right, Dawson?
If you want to hack your body, then head to AuraRing.com/Adam. That's AuraRing.com/Adam and get $30 off your new Oura Ring for a limited time only. That's $30 off at AuraRing.com/Adam.
Well, I want to thank Chris Maxipata for setting this all up, and Dawson and all the crew for really going above and beyond and making this go off without a hitch. Matt Schulte for commenting and telling us exactly minute by minute what it was like to be infected with the coronavirus as a young man and how that felt went through. Jimmy and Kevin, of course, for chiming in as well. You can go to adamcarolla.com and find out when we're going to be back doing shows and the book and everything else. And until next time, thanks, you guys. Yes.
Adam, real quick, I just got a note. Subscribe to youtube.com/Adam Carolla, and they're going to post these podcasts. You can see the inside of our homes and
our pajamas.
Reactions. Yeah, pajamas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks. Go to adamcarolla.com and check out the YouTube page as well. And there's stand-up comedy there. And until next time, this is Adam for Matt and Jimmy and Kevin and Brian and Gina saying mahalo. Thanks.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Just click the link at adamcarolla.com. Also subscribe to Carolla Classics, hosted by super producer Chris Loxamana and super fan Giovanni. Get the link to that at adamcarolla.com. And everything else, plus a special thank you to Rode Microphones, and everything else is online at adamcarolla.com.